You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
Hello, you're very welcome to another Sound Vision Online podcast. Well, joining us now is Amy Stewart for another Resource Centre Shop Roundup. Amy, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
Tell me, what have you got to tell us today?
A couple of interesting new developments. I got a package in the post from Ambutech the other day. Ambutech are the cane people. I think they're based in Canada somewhere. But we got a nice selection of new custom colours.
Oh, wait, so that's for canes then?
Yeah, you can now personalise your traditional white cane with lots of different touches. So there's a whole selection of different colours that you can get the actual shaft of your cane coloured. So you can now get 10 different colours to choose from. And of course, you can have traditional white, but you can also have a black one, a red one, blue, pink, yellow, green, orange, gold. And for the first time ever, you can now get a really trendy purple one. It's a beautiful, deep purple colour.
Fantastic.
They are some amazing colours, and they're all done in proper reflective paint, so you get all the benefits of a cane that would reflect light on the street or reflect from car lights. But you can have it in all of these brilliant, trendy, different colours. And if you're traditional and you like having a white cane, you can still personalise it a bit with a different coloured grip on top. So you can get grips in 4 fresh new colours. So you get them in blue and green, orange and pink. And that's a good way if you want to have a traditional white cane to make it more your own with a different coloured handle on top.
I really like that idea, because as a cane user myself, I mean, I've always kept it the way it is, the way I've got it out of the shop.
Mm. Well, lots of people came to us before it was possible to get coloured canes. Lots of people would come through the shop, they would buy a white cane and they would take it home and put nail polish on it or put glitter on it and wee sparkly bits and different colours themselves. But none of it had the proper reflective qualities of the paint that you get now. So it's been a great development that you're able to personalise your cane in these different ways and really make it your own.
I like it. Really modern thinking, that, I think.
Oh, very, very clever. Very nice touch. What else have I got? A new service for your mobile telephone. This is called Fuss-Free Phones. You heard of Fuss-Free Phones?
I've seen something about it on social media, but I'm not entirely sure what it is.
Fuss-Free Phones is like having your own telephonist service. It's nearly like having a PA. When you get this service, you're getting access to a dedicated UK call centre that will be able to put you through to your contacts. So you push a button on the back of your phone and you get through to a call centre and you say to them, "Phone Joe for me, please." And they have access to all of your contacts and they'll be able to put you through to Joe.
Super.
You could say, "Text Joe, please, and let him know that I'll be in the studio at 11. And they'll be able to do that for you. Or you could say, "I'm screening calls and I don't want to talk to Joe this week." And they will make sure that if Joe tries to call, he'll never be put through. So it's like having your own PA or your own telephonist service to take care of calls and put you through to your contacts, send texts and screen out any nuisance calls that you don't want. And the way it works is you buy a Doro clamshell mobile phone. It's a Doro 612, so it's a nice, trendy little clamshell. And in addition, you buy a contract with the Fuss-Free Phones service. Mm-hmm. So 1 month with the service would cost you £83.33. XVAT. But if you went to 6 months, it would cost you £165.67 for the full 6 months of the service. It's about £28 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you bought 12 months worth of the service, it would cost you £245.67, and that's about £20 a month for the service. And that gets you 600 minutes of activity from this call centre per month. So that's loads. That's more than enough to send loads of text messages and get put through to loads of people. And it sounds like it would be a tremendous service. And it includes, of course, your handset. And if you wanted to, you don't have to use the service with... You can just use the dial pad on your phone.
Oh, it's like optional.
Yeah. It is optional. And there's a big button on the back of the phone. And when you push that, That gets you immediately through to this call centre.
On the line now, we have Graham Barry from RNIB, and Graham will tell us a little bit more about fuss-free phones.
Fuss-free phones approached us a few months ago, actually, with a product that they have been working on. We were very interested in it, and we've worked hard with them for the last few months to make it an offer that we could bring to customers. The service is for anyone who feels sometimes that they would like some assistance with either making or receiving a call, or sending or receiving a text, or somebody who would just like a friendly voice to help them over the phone. People, I think, should be reassured that fuss-free phones will treat their data very sensitively. Data is kept securely, and obviously there are strict requirements about how personal data is handled, and fuss-free phones and RNIB meet those requirements. Fuss-free phones themselves will help with any queries, and customers can also contact RNIB's helpline, so either of those two channels will be able to help with any queries that customers might have. We've obviously taken some in discussions with fuss-free phones and discussions with a number of people both within and outside of RNIB to try to assess the likely customer interest in this. So we talked to customers through who might be coming into our resource centres, for example, and there's certainly been a very positive feedback, and people are keen to experience this sort of product. It is very early days. We've only just launched the product on our shops and through online sales, so we're very optimistic about the success of this.
God, I like that. That actually appeals to the lazy side of me.
It's very clever. It sounds like a nice service, and it is a UK call centre, so get all the benefits of having someone that's able to do that for you, and you still have a phone that you're able to use without having to use the call centre if you don't want to.
Excellent. Okay, finally, have you any other news?
Yes, other news. A lot of you will be familiar with Louise Neeson in the shop. Louise is going off on maternity leave, so congratulations to her from all of us. When Louise goes off on her maternity, we have a new member of staff starting in her place called Andrea. Andrea starts with us Friday coming. And Andrea's the new Louise. Also, Fergal, that a lot of you will have been talking to over the last year. Fergal was only with us for a year, and he has finished now. And the new Fergal is Scott. And whenever you phone into the shop, you'll get through to Scott. And both Scott and Andrea are dead keen and really willing to help. And cut them some slack. They're brand new. They're still figuring out all of the products, but they will soon have the hang of it. And so whenever you phone the shop, you'll be talking to Scott or Andrea or myself.
Well, brilliant. Of course, to get in touch with Amy and the rest of the guys down in the shop, just ring 028 90 329
373. That's us.
Amy, thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Joe.
RNIB Northern Ireland. Supporting people with sight loss.